This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Breaking news on 106.7 The Fan. Jeff Walker scheduled to run a 5K on New Year's Day.
I'm going to ride my bike right behind him. See what he's doing.
I think he'll be fine, honestly. He's skinny, man.
He's skinny. That don't mean he's in shape.
But I do think...
See, Jeff talks himself up a little bit more than what he normally is.
I run a mile every day.
Now you're tripling.
Now you're going to run the mile. When have you ever run a 3 mile?
I haven't. The most I've ran is two.
That's where the problem is right there.
It's got to be sub 30, dude.
It ain't going to be sub 30.
I'm going to push for that.
I put money, it won't be sub 30.
I push for that. What you running it in, B?
My fast is 28.
You ain't running that now.
I ain't running now. I don't run no more. Jeff, I got paid coming to run, dude.
Coming at B for athletic achievement is probably a mistake.
Now, he talking about that. Hey, I'm a bet money is sub 30.
I bet money because I didn't
have a time in mind.
You yap about doing it all the time. I know what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to bust that ass when you get on the bike.
29:45 is fine. Just got to be sub 30. All right? Landfill tweeted out this morning the B. Mitch Finley AAA poll question of the day. Of course, AAA poll question of the day brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. Who should be the NFL MVP? It seems like a two-horse race, Drake May and Matt Stafford, and it seems like after the weekend's events, Drake May has kind of run away with this thing. If you look at Vegas favorites, Drake May is now -400 to win. Matt Stafford +300. Stafford probably had his worst performance of the season against Atlanta throwing.
Still got
12 picks.
Touchdowns more passing.
Stafford has 42 touchdowns to 8 interceptions, and
Drake has 30 touchdowns passing and 8 interceptions. Then he has maybe about 6 or 7 more rushing.
I think the Rams have played an exceptionally harder schedule, but the Rams also probably have more players. Like, you know, when you're throwing a Puka and Davante Adams.
When Puka and Adams were hurt, he was still getting touchdowns. And it's not like it stopped when they went out
there.
So
you think it should still be Stafford?
I think we can't just dismiss what he's done.
I agree. I think Drake has been really good. He was really good, you know, this past week. I'll tell you one thing that could really complicate things for the Patriots, and the Patriots are trying to be the one seed. I guess they need a Denver loss to get to the one seed, mm-hmm. just because there's a tiebreaker stuff there. Both teams are 13-3. I wonder if Jacksonville could get into the one seed. They're only a game behind. This is like legit breaking news, not Jeff running a 5K. Boston 25 looks to be the local Fox affiliate up there. I don't know what affiliate they are. They just broke some news, though, about Steph Diggs that is alarming. Patriots star Stephon Diggs facing strangulation assault charges. Reading now from the article, and this just came out within the last like 10 minutes. New England Patriots star Stephon Diggs is facing serious criminal charges, Boston 25 News has learned. Diggs is charged with felony strangulation or suffocation and misdemeanor assault and battery charges stemming from an incident on Tuesday, December 2nd, a day after the Patriots thrashed the New York Giants. Diggs' attorneys appeared in court in Dedham, Massachusetts, I guess a town up there, on Tuesday, seeking to have the police report impounded, arguing that the details should remain sealed. The Patriots have not commented on the situation. Dude, if this thing goes to court, I don't know how this all works. You can tell me what this means. The veteran wide receiver is scheduled to be arraigned on Friday, January 23rd, just 2 days before the AFC Championship game is scheduled to be played. That's no bueno.
Yeah.
Maybe it's nothing. Maybe it goes away. Maybe it's something and there's big trouble.
Got a lot of stuff going on.
So you think it should still be Stafford?
I don't know who it should be. I just think that we can't just dismiss Stafford for what he's done.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Agree with that. Am I crazy to wonder? It's obviously just become a quarterback award. And I think as the Colts have fallen apart, Jonathan Taylor kind of comes out of that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence has been phenomenal.
Yep. 6 touchdown game.
What about, maybe this is going to get laughed at, about Sam Darnold?
He threw 4 interceptions in 1 game, I think it was.
Yeah, but he's been really good.
I think his defense is better than what you think.
I know a dude who's been really good. Caleb Williams?
He's not at the MVP right now, though.
That's my thing where I land with Drake. I think Drake May will probably win it. And I think it's pretty easy to make the case for him because Stafford was having such a phenomenal season that it was going to be him, but they have really slowed down these last couple games.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know that there's any other candidate that like screams it should be them. Purdy's been really good when he's played, but he's missed so much time, the numbers aren't going to stack up. You know, the Rams could end up being the 6th seed by Sunday evening. I don't know that there's, it's not Bo Nix, right? I mean, Denver's been winning, not in spite
but
of
you got to look at the whole thing about, that's where I get lost, where you got to look at the overall aspect of what's happening too, because the team wins the game, not the quarterback. Quarterback does his production, whatever he does, but he don't win the games all the time. That damn team wins it. And I think, God, look at their defense with the Patriots as well. They played some damn good ball this year, too.
Totally.
So it's not just on the quarterback.
The Patriots have played well. They've also played, I mean, just a remarkably easy schedule. That AFC East is embarrassing. Their strength of schedule, New England, 0.38.
Does that not make a difference to anybody?
I don't know. Whereas if you look at the Rams, 0.55. So the teams the Rams have played and largely beat are generally over 500. New England, by a mile, not close to that. I wonder who has the top strength of schedule in the league. I mean, that's why I think Washington stands to move up in the draft order if you know, one of these other teams loses. Who would be your vote if you had to vote today? Stafford?
42 touchdowns, bro. That's a lot of damn touchdowns passing, bro.
He's been great. So are you're voting Stafford?
I would.
Jeffrey, who are you voting for MVP of the National Football League?
I think I'm going to have to go with Stafford, too. Just looking at these games and watching the Patriots play, too, to me, it seemed like a lot of their wins are based off their defense getting that ball back to Drake. And I just think the Rams have played the harder schedule.
They definitely have. I mean, Stafford's got 12 more touchdown throws than Drake May. Stafford has 9 more than the second leading touchdown thrower in the NFL, Jared Goff. Mm-hmm. Fewer interceptions, and that's with the 3 over the last night. Landfill, what about you? Stafford, May, other?
I think I'd go with Drake May. He kind of absolutely annihilated the Jets.
The Jets.
He did, though. I mean, you're not.
Everybody is 13-3. Every quarterback against the Jets is 13-3. They thrown 30-something touchdowns, no interceptions. Everybody annihilates
the Jets. The Jets don't have an interception on the year?
No, it's the quarter. Well, the quarterbacks played against them, they didn't throw no interceptions.
That's crazy.
32-3. I mean, 13-3, 30-something touchdowns.
Drake's averaging 72% completion. I mean, he's been really, really good. The MVP is cool. I also think Stafford will get votes as kind of like a career appreciation MVP. And Whether or not that should be the case this year,
it ain't no career appreciation. That dude's played well this year.
Coming up at noon, Barstool Nate joins us. Next, we're going to run through the Football Hall of Fame finalists have been announced.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.